Oliver Twist, or The Parish Boy's Progress, by Charles Dickens. Among other public buildings in a certain town, there is one anciently common to most towns, great or small, to wit, a workhouse. And in this workhouse was born the item of mortality whose name forms the title of this book. For a long time after it was ushered into this world of sorrow and trouble by the parish surgeon, it remained a matter of considerable doubt whether the child would survive to bear any name at all. Yet, after a few struggles, Oliver breathed, sneezed, and proceeded to advertise to the inmates of the workhouse the fact of a new burden having been imposed upon the parish by setting up as loud a cry as could reasonably have been expected from a male infant who had not been possessed of that very useful appendage, a voice, for a much longer space of time than 3 minutes and a quarter. The patchwork coverlet which was carelessly flung over the iron bedstead rustled. The pale face of a young woman was raised feebly from the pillow, and a faint voice imperfectly articulated the words, "Let me see the child and die." The patient stretched out her hand towards the child, and the surgeon deposited it in her arms. She imprinted her cold white lips passionately.